The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Nun Zayin, and we are 2 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. So the second part of yesterday's daf, we began a Mishnah on daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah discussed Cheskas Gimel Shonim, the topic of the perek, specifically an idea that you do not need the same two Edim to testify that they saw the machzik make a chazakah during all 3 years. But rather, if two Edom would say that I saw Reuven be machzik 1 year, another two Edom say I saw Reuven be machzik a second year. And then another pair of Edom come into Bezin and they say I saw Reuven be machzik for a third year, the halacha is that the three kitei Edom would be mitzarif, to the point that it would give Reuven the chazakah that he's looking for. Not just that, if all three pairs of Edom would be huzam, there would be a kasha zomam that would have to be divvied up amongst the three kitei edim. The last halacha of the Mishnah was shloisha achim the echad mitzarif imoim. May inyan leinyan ba'isa inyan. A little bit of a chiddush. If you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all brothers. Reuven saw the machzik be machzik the first year. Shimon saw the machzik be machzik the second year. Levi saw the machzik be machzik a third year. There was a fourth person that's not related to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. He saw the machzik be machzik all 3 years. The halacha is, together you can be mitzarif. Because even though two brothers together are posel eidos, but in this case, each brother is being made on a different year, and it's considered a separate Eidos. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. It's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. As long as each year, Eidim are a brother and someone that's not a brother, so you look at them individually, to the extent that the Kat Eidos itself of any individual year is not made up of Achim, it's not made up of Kraven, there would be no issue. Thus, Shloisha Achim, the Echad, Mitztarefi Mohen, Hare Eidos Sholish Idios, we look at them as three Idios. It's for that reason there's no Psul Karev, and Eidos Azama stating that it would be considered one Eidos Azama, so that if the Edom were all Huzam together, Mishal Shem Beinayim, they would divide the Kasha Zomam. So the Gemara tells a related halacha. Who star? There was a star that Chasim Allah by Trey. Two Edom was signed on the star. Shachet Chad Binayim, one of the Edom died. The halacha is that even if you have a star, and even though Rish Lakish said, Edom Achsuma al Ashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nechkere Dusim Bebezdin, but midrabanan kiyum shtaris. Midrabanan, you cannot be moitzi mamun with a shtar unless you're mekayim the chasimos of the shtar. One of the themes of the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, one of the themes of Perek Ish Shenasarmelo, the second Perek of Masechtas Ksubis. So that's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael, that even though you have a shtar, you still can't be moitzi mamun with the shtar unless there's kiyum chasimos. What happened was one of the two people that were signed on the shtar died. So the brother of the aide that didn't die, that was alive, came. And somebody else, to be meit, to be mekayim, the chasima of the aide that died. So Reuven and Shimon were both aide chasima on a shtar. Reuven died. We need to be Mekayim Reuven's Chasima in order for us to be able to use the shtar. Just like we have to be Mekayim Shimon's Chasima in order for us to be able to use the shtar. Now, to be Mekayim Shimon's Chasima is easy. Shimon can walk into Bezdin. He himself can testify that this is my Ksaviyah. That in and of itself would potentially work. But Reuven, who's not alive anymore, is a little more complicated. So two Edom had to come to Bezdin and be Mekayim Reuven's Chasima. Two Edom walked into Bezdin. The problem is, one of the two Edom was Shimon's brother. So it comes out that Shimon, to a degree, is being made together with his brother. Shimon is one of the two Edom in the Shtar, and Shimon's brother is now one of the two Edom that are being Mekayim, his compadre, Reuven's Chasima. So the Shaila was brought to Ravina. Zov Ravina Lameim, Ravina thought it shouldn't be a problem. Hainu Masnisen, isn't that our Mishnah? Gimel Achim the Echad, Mitztaref Imon. That even though there are three brothers that are ultimately establishing the Cheskes Gimel Shonim, but being that each individual Hagodas Eidos is not made up of Krovim, because the three brothers are being made on three different years, and each year, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, is viewed as a separate Haggadah's Eidos, it's not a problem. So here too, even though there are two brothers that ultimately are upholding the Shtar, but they're not being made together. One brother was one of the Eidei Chesima on the Shtar, and the other brother was an aid in this edus that was being mekayim, one of the chesimus in the shtar. So Ravina thought that even though there's a tzad achva, there's a tzad kurva in this hagodas edus, still it shouldn't be a problem. And what's the precedent, said Ravina? The Mishnah, Bava Masra, Nun Vav. Amalei Ravashi, but Ravashi told him, Yidomi, it's not a tzush tal hosim. Over there, loinofik nechi riva de mamayin apum da achi. Over there, if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, what you're going to find out is that there were six edim. Three of the Edim were brothers, Shloisha ve'echad mitstarfin. It comes out that 50% of the chazaka of this Edus is being established by the Achim, let's call them, the brothers, and the other 50% is being established by the Echad, the one that's not a brother. Hachin, this case, Nafik, Nechi, Rivadim, Amoyin, Apumudachi. Over here, three quarters of the Haggadah Edus is happening by the brothers. Because who are the brothers? One of the Edei Chasima, that's 50%, and the other one of the Edei Chasima has to come on to an Ach, that aids brother in order to establish its chasima. So it comes out that more than 50% is being established by Achim. That's going to be a problem. So in our Mishnah, where half is being established by Achim, but not more than half, that's going to be okay. But where more than half is going to be established by brothers, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Either way, before we go weiter and we turn our attention to another Cheskes Abatim de Gesugya. So yesterday, we went through Nunvav Amud Beis rather quickly. We saw that it's very much a Yisoidus Tiga Gemara. This idea that you could have three Kitei Edim that could be made on a Cheskes Kimoshanim is really a Chiddush. In fact, the Gemara said, Masnisa Deleik Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah wouldn't work with a Shitas Rabbi Akiva that's mentioned in a few places in Shas, here in Perek Cheskes Abatim, also in Perek Meruba, Bavakamad, Afayin Amadeis. So a very Yeshivish Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Akiva said, Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover, Dover Veloy Chatzi Dover, that in order for Edim to be made, they have to be made on a Dover Sholem. And if they're made only on a Chatzi Dover, it's not Hakadosh Edus. And being that the Dover Sholem would be Cheskas Gimel Shanim, if Edim are only going to be made on one of the 3 years, then there's going to be a Chesaron of Chatzi Dover. So the Mishnah that says that you don't need the same two Edim to be made on all 3 years, but rather Edim on 1 year of the 3 years is in and of itself an Hakadosh Edus. And as long as you starf it with another two Kitei Edim of a year together, Tzizamin, you can have a Cheskes Kimel Shonim. That's the Leik Rabbi Akiva, who holds a Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover, Dover Sholem, Veloy Chatzi Dover. But the Gemara said, the Rabbanon who argue with Rabbi Akiva, how do they darshan Dover Veloy Chatzi Dover? Incidentally, there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Who said they have to darshan Dover Veloy Chatzi Dover? In fact, you're going to ask me, what's Dover used for? I'll tell you. One of the most important halachas in Hilchos Eidos. I know, because it says Dover. Dover, Dover, mi mamoin. We learn out that in Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim from Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Dover with Gzeira Shavak. He Matzah Ba Ervas Dover, Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Dover. Just like Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Dover is two Edom, so too Dover Sheba Erva. Ki Matzah Ba Ervas Dover also requires two Edom. So that's already a discussion in the Rishonim whether Dover's Mufna, the basis of the Gemara's Kasha. But the Gemara held that if Rabbi Akiva Darshan's Dover V'loi Chatzi Dover, the Rabbanu would also have to Darshan Dover. So if the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanon hold, for example, that Allah is going to be that two Edom on 1 year, two Edom on another year, two Edom on another year is not a Chatzi Dover, so what then would be considered a Chatzi Dover? So the Gemara said it would be a Geya, a girl, who were trying to determine whether she's a Naira or not. She's a Ketana, but once she brings Shtei Sairas, she becomes a Gedoyla. There were two Edom that said that we saw she had one Saira Begava. There were another two Edom that said that we saw she had one Saira Bekresa. So one pair of Edom saw a Saira on the front of her guf. The other pair of Edom saw a Saira on the back of her guf. The halacha is that the Edus would be bottled, and you wouldn't be mitstarif, the two Edom on one Saira and the two Edom on another Saira, because that would be Dover V'lechatzi Dover. And the obvious question is, Rashbam asks the Kasha here in Bava Basra. Tois asks the Kasha here in Bava Basra. Tois asks the same Kasha. He brings the B'Shem Rabbeinu Alphas B'Shem, the Rif in Bava Kamad Afayin Amadeis. What's the difference between Shnayim Oimrim Echad B'Gaba the Shnayim Oimrim Echad B'Kresa versus Shnayim Oimrim 1 year, Shnayim Oimrim another year, Shnayim Oimrim another year? The Rabbanan hold that you don't need the same peer of Eden to be made on all 3 years. It's not a chesaron in Dover v'lechatzi Dover, yet Shnayim Oimrim Echad B'Gaba v'Shnayim Oimrim Echad B'Kresa, that would be a chesaron in Dover v'lechatzi Dover. Pashit Pshan in the Gemara, what's the chilek? So the Rashban, which is also Shitas Tosfos in Bava Kama, says, the chilek is, based on a chiddush, that the only time a girl becomes a Naira is if she had both Cyrus Bevas Achas. If she didn't have both Cyrus Bevas Achas, she wouldn't be a Nair. Which means that Shnayim Oimrim Echa Begabov, Shnayim Oimrim Echa Bekreisa would have to be talking about a case where both peer of Aden saw the Sire at the same time. Two Aden were looking at the girl from the front, two Aden were looking from behind, thus one saw the Gaba, one saw the Kreisa. But Bevas Achas they were seeing. Which also means that when the two Aden saw the Gaba, they could have seen the Kreisa. They just weren't looking from that angle. And the two that saw the Kreisa could have seen the Gaba. They just weren't looking from that angle. Which means that each peer of Aden didn't see everything that they could have seen. There was more that they could have seen. Zokt Rashbam, that's the punchline of the Gemara. If Edom see everything they could see, even if it's a Chatzi Dover, Dosan Nishkan Chsar. So for example, by Cheskes Abatim, if two Edom say, we saw Reuven be mastic in a field for a year, why didn't you see what happened last year? I wasn't there last year, I was there this year. But this year I saw everything I could have possibly seen this year. That's not Dover V'loi Chatzi Dover. Even though it's not technically a Dover Sholim, Rabbanon don't have that Chsar. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva takes a very extreme position when it comes to Dover V'lechatzi Dover. You have to be made on a Dover Sholim. This isn't like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanon argue with Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanon, you don't have to really be made on a Dover Sholim. But what you do need is to be able to see everything you could have seen and be made about everything that you could have seen. So by the Chazaka, we're at the very least being made on everything you could be possibly made on. It's not going to be a Chazar. The reason Shnayim Imrim Echa Begabov Shnayim Echa Bekreso, the case where the Rabbanan agreed to this concept of Dovar V'Leichatzi Dovar is where you could have been made on more and you were not, meaning the two that saw Gaba could have seen Kreisa. The two that saw Kreisa could have seen Gaba, that's where it's going to be a Chisar. Tosfos argues, which is also the Shitas Harif, as is brought down by Tosfos and Bava Kama, Perek Meruba, the Fine of the Base. Tosfos has a different Teretz. Tosfos says the Chilik is that it's true, Klapi, the Cheskes Gimel Shonim, the Edom that are being made on 1 year are only being made on a Chatzi Dover. Because in order to establish the Chazak, you would need 3 years, and they're not being made on 3 years. They're only being made on 1 year. However, the Eidos that Reuven was machzik in the field for 1 year is an Eidos. There's a Chashivos to the Eidos, even if we only know that he was there for 1 year. What's the Chashivos? The Chashivos is that if Reuven can't prove that it's his, Reuven's going to have to pay Shimon back all the payers that he ate during that 1 year. So being that there is something to the Eidos, even if it was only for 1 year, it's for that reason it's not considered a Chatzi Dover. It's true, Klapi Cheskes Kibbol Shonim, it's a Chatzi Dover. But in a vacuum, it's not a Chatzi Dover, the Eidos. The Eidos has merit in and of itself. What's the merit? Reuven will have to pay Shimon back the payers that he ate, unless Reuven can now prove that the field was his. Either he proves it Peshtari, he proves it Be'edim, he proves it by bringing Edim that he was there a full 3 years, not just the 1 year that these two Edim are saying that he was there. But there is something to be said about his Edis, as opposed to Shnayim Oimrim Echa Begabah, that in and of itself has no Chashivas. A girl that has one Sire is as if she has no Cyrus. There's no Chashivas for it in Halacha. It's for that reason there's going to be a Chilik. So in our Mishnah, there's Epis Vosach Chashivas to the Eidos. It's true, Klape, the Cheskes Kibbol Shonim, it's a Chatzi Dover. But the Eidos in and of itself has a Chashivas. It's for that reason, there's no question, says Tosfos, that's the Rif Sheet as well, that's the Chilik in the Gemara. That's why our Mishnah is not going to be Chatzi Dover. So the truth is, there's a lot of interesting raid, a lot of different Tziurim, that is discussed by the Rishonim and the Echroinim, whether we should view it as a Chatzi Dover, not view it as a Chatzi Dover, and you can already use your imagination and see how it would go into a lot of different Geshmak Sugyas. I'll just give you one Toyamel, one example of where the Rishonim discuss. That is the Rambam, Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Vav. The Rambam over there is discussing the Loisaseh of kidnapping. So it says in the Torah, Naseres Adibris Loisignovu, now let us steal. And that don't not steal does not mean don't take money from somebody with the Chi of Kefal and the Chi of Dal Behei. It's talking about stealing a person. It's in the context of Lishinaf and Lishirzach, Rashi brings a Chumish, Divrei Chazal, that you have to sometimes look at a Dover, Alamid Me'en, look at the context of something. And the context over there is we're talking about things for which you'd be Chayiv Misa. We're not talking about stealing money. We're talking about being a Goynev Nefash. Now the halacha is Goynev Ish Mecharoi V'Nitzim Vaisidomas. When are you Chayiv Misa for being a Ganev, for stealing somebody? Only if you sell the person. Somebody steals, somebody you kidnap, and now you sell the person, the halacha is, you're going to be Chayiv Mis. Zok de Rambam, if two Edom walk into Bezer and they say that I know Reuven kidnapped Shimon, And now another Torah, the Mork and the Bezin, and say that after Reuven kidnapped Shimon, they sold Shimon. So the halacha is that each kad edos is an edos for itself, and it's for that reason that if nimtzu zoymimin, if they were found to be zoymimin, the halacha is that they're all going to be killed. The edim that say that Reuven stole is a good agadas edos, and the edim that say that Reuven sold is another agadas edos. Straight to Lechem Mishnah, why is this not a dover of lechatzi dover? Why is it so poshet that the halacha is that you don't need the same two edim to be made on the gneva as the same two edim that are going to be made on the mechira? L'chayru, the only time you're chayiv misa is if you're ganav umachar. So if you have to be ganav umachar, gneva on mechira is a chatzi davar, just like mechira on gneva is going to be a chatzi davar. So the question is, why did the Rambam say that you don't need the same two edim on the gneva, two edim on the mechira? Thus is akut agada say the sezamim, we have all the halachas of azam, etc., etc. Ayin Rambam, ulcha say this perichav alaf halacha vav. L'chura, each ed should be in and of itself Mernisht a chatzi dover. Zogt the Lechem Mishnah that Muscharishin, I would say that maybe this is totally in the Machloikis Rishonim of what the punchline of the Gemara was. According to the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Akiva's definition of chatzi dover, when do you say there's a chasarn of chatzi dover? Again, Rabbi Akiva had a very extreme definition of what chatzi dover is. Anytime you're made on something that's not the davar shalim, like two edim that are made on two out of the 3 years of a cheskes gimel shanim, that would be considered a chatzi davar. You have to be made on a davar shalim. The rabbanon didn't hold you have to be made on a davar shalim. The rabbanon held that's our mishnah, two edim for year one, two edim for year two, two edim for year three. That in and of itself would be enough to establish a chazaka. When is there a chasaron of chatzi davar? Which shnayim oimrim echad begaba, the shnayim oimrim echad bekreis. The question was in the rishonim, what's the nakuda of shnayim oimrim echad begaba, the shnayim oimrim Echad the Kreisa. What's the chesaron over there? So one mahalach in the Rishonim was that the chesaron is going to be that they could have seen more and they didn't see more. You're not being made on everything that you could have been made on. If that's the nekuda, if that's the chesaron in Shnayim Oimrim Echad Bagaba, the Shnayim Oimrim Echad the Kreisa, then Zok the Lechem Mishnah, at first glance, you could say that maybe there's no chesaron over here. Because it's true, the Eide Geneva are only being made on the Geneva. And the Eide Mechira only be made on the Mechira. But the reason the Eide Geneva only be made on the Geneva is all they saw. And the reason the Eide Mechira only be made on the Mechira, that's all they saw. You can't have a kasha. When you saw the Geneva, why did you also see the Mechira? And the Mechira wasn't going to happen for another month. Why is that a taina? And you can't have an Eide or taina on the Eide Mechira, why didn't you see the Geneva? Because the Geneva happened in Los Angeles, and I was on the East Coast. So how could you have a taina? How come you didn't see it? So if the chesaron of chatzi dover, according to the Chachamim, it's like the Rashbam explains it by us, Shitas Tosfos and Perek Meruba, is because you're not being made on everything. You didn't see everything that you could have seen. So that wouldn't be a taina over here. So it's very geshmak. Why the case of Eide Geneva, Eide Mechira would be more doima to two Eidim being made on 1 year of a cheskes gimel shana. But according to the other Mahalach, in the Rishonim, according to Mahalach in the Rishonim, that it's always considered a chatzi dover unless there's a chashivos vos for the edos. So if there's a chashivos for the edos, over here there's no chashivos for the edos. Because kidnapping somebody without selling him or selling someone without kidnapping them is in and of itself nothing. So if it's in and of itself nothing, then l'chura should be daima to shnayim oimrim echad bagabav, shnayim oimrim echad bekreisus. Says the Lechem Mishnah, this Rambam tucked away in Hilchos Eidos Perek Chavalef Halacha Vav would at first glance be a raya to one of the two mahalchim under Rishonim. But the Lechem Mishnah says a gevaldi yechidish, and it's really based on a Gemara of Meruba, Dafayinam Adbeis, Ayin Sham, but he says that it's mavu in the Gemara over there that in order for something not to be a chatzi davar, it would be enough if one of the two Haggadahs Eidos is not a chatzi davar. Meaning you don't need, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, that both peers of Eidim should be made a davar shalim. As long as one of the two Eidim would be made a davar shalim, that in and of itself would be enough. The Gemara over there discusses it in the context, according to Rabbi Akiva, if two Eidim say, and Eishas Ishtetz Mezana, the Loch Hashish Chayav Misa, two Edom would have to walk into Bezin and say that Rachel was an Eishes Ish. Another two Edom would have to walk into Bezin and say Rachel was Mazana. Alice does that mean you'd be able to give her Mises Bezin. Why? Because now she's an Eishes Ish. That was Mazana. Freak to her, according to Rabbi Kiva, why don't you always look at that as a Chatzi Dover? The Ede Bia can't really kill her unless we first prove that she was an Eishes Ish. So it comes out that we made a Chatzi Dover. Says the Gemara, it's Pashit that that's not a Kasha. It's a Klotz Kasha. Why? Because being that the Eidei Kedushin are being made of a Shalem, the Eidei Kedushin don't need the Eidei Bia for their Eidos to be an Eidos of Davar Shalem. So once the Eidei Kedushin don't need the Eidei Bia, we don't say that the Eidei Bia shouldn't need the Eidei Kedushin either. I mean, you don't need that both peers of Eidim should be made of Davar Shalem. As long as there's no chesaron of Chatzi Davar with regards to one of the Kitei Eidim, that in and of itself would be enough. So Dr. Lachem Mishnah, could be you'd say the same thing. It's true, Klape, the Chi of Misa, of Ganav Umacha, the Eidei Gneva are being made on a Chatzi Davar, and the Eidei Mechira are being made on a Chatzi Davar. But two Eidim walk in the Bezin and say that Reuven kidnapped Shimon. He's over the Lois Aseh of Lois Gnoivu that's mentioned in Naser Sadivris, Chiddush. He's not Chayim Misa. For that, you need to be a Gnoivish Mechara. But the Lois Aseh would be over. L'may Nafkimina, it'd be Pasala Eidos. Oh, Simon Lamedalit, our favorite Simon, Echesh Mishpat. Pasala Eidos, you would be. Oh, if you would be Pasala Eidos, so it comes out the Eidos is a Dovah Shalem. Once the Eidos is a Dovah Shalem, it doesn't bother me that the second peer of Eidim, the Eidim Mechira, being made on a Chatzi Dovah. So Zokta Lecha Mishnah could be the Rambam's Psak Aloch is not a Raya. There is no insight into which one of the Shittas of Rishonim he learnt in terms of understanding Pashm Shad and our Gemara. But rather, it could be, this has nothing to do with the Sugi of Chatzi Dover. Because that the Gemara already shtel davek in Perek Meruba, that fayin amit beis, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, as long as two of the Eidim are being made on a Dover Shalom, it doesn't bother me that the other two Eidim are being made on a Chatzi Dover. Over here, two of the Eidim are for sure being made on a Dover Shalom. Which two? The Eidim Gineva. Why is it a Dover Shalom? You can't kill him. You're right. But it's a Dover Shalom Klape saying that he's going to be Pasala Eidos. Once it's a Dover Shalom Klape saying that he's going to be Pasala Eidos, at that point it doesn't bother me that it's a Chatzi Dover Klape Chiyav Misa. It also doesn't bother me that the Eidim Mechira are 100% being made on a Chatzi Dover. Either way, on that note, we return to some of the Fleishig Sugyas here of Cheskes Abad. Another Mishnah. Eidu Dvarim, Sheyesh Lem Chazaka. The following acts would work to establish a chazak. Now the Rashbam speaks out, and we're going to speak out some rant about this in a few minutes, but the Rashbam speaks out that the Mishnah we're about to learn, number one, is discussing a cheskas gimel shanim, not surprising. Number two, it's discussing a cheskas tashmishin. What does that mean? It means a person is not trying to establish a chazaka, thereby saying that this field where I made my chazaka is mine. The Haraya made a chazaka. That's not the Nidanar Mishnah. That is the primary topic of Perichas Ksabatim, but not this Mishnah right here. What this person is trying to establish with this chazaka here is that he has rights to use this field in the way that he's been using it for the last 3 years. It's what we know as Cheskes Tashmishin. He wants to establish rights. For example, somebody using somebody else's driveway for an extended period of time, he can have a chazaka. Not that he owns the property of the driveway, but he has the rights to use the driveway. That's what we know as cheskas tashmishin. That's the discussion in the Mishnah. Zokter Rashbam, Eilu Dvarim Shein Shem Chazaka. The following are examples of things that can establish a cheskas tashmishin. The Eilu Dvarim Shein Shem Chazaka. And the Mishnah is going to give us examples of things that would not be acts that could establish a cheskas tashmishin. If somebody had been allowing his animals to be in somebody else's chatzer, or taner rechaim v'kirayim, or he had his taner, his rechaim or kirayim in somebody else's chatzer, umagadol taner was raising chickens in somebody else's chatzer, v'nayzim zvali b'chatzer, or he was putting his zevel in somebody else's chatzer, v'alach hazein l'chazaka. Even though he did it for 3 years and the person wasn't meichel, it doesn't establish a chazaka. And obviously it's based on the fact that we assume that this person isn't necessarily makbid, so the fact that he wasn't meicha doesn't really mean anything. But let's say he erected a mechitza in this other person's chatzah that was 10 tefachim tall, or he erected a mechitza for his taner, kiraim, and rechaim, or he bore taner gailim, not into his friend's chatzah, but into his friend's living room, or he didn't just put his zevel there, but he made a whole place for the zevel. It was amik shloisha, it was 3 tefachim deep, that would be a chazaka. What's the difference between the reisha and the sefer? Meaning, at first glance, I understand the sefer, but I don't understand the reisha. Anytime you do something in somebody else's rishos that you technically don't have the right to do, you would think the person should be meicha, and by him not being meicha, it constitutes a chazaka. So it's true the sefer is discussing a more dramatic act of infringement, but the reisha would also seem at first glance to be something that the average person would be makbid on. So why does the Mishnah say that hayamaimid behema bechatzer taner rechayim vekirayim bechatzer megadol taner gadol v'nayzim zvali bechatzer in a chazaka? Chura, you could argue it should be a chazaka. Is Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa, Amar Udula said, Kol Shidu B'nech Zeger Kan, B'nech Zeger Kan. I'll tell you the rule of thumb. In order for an act to be an act, to establish a cheskas gimel shanim, it has to be something that had you done that to Nechzei Ager, aka Hefker, you would have been kind of the Hefker. But kol she'ilu b'nichsei ager loy kana, but any act that would not constitute an act of chazaka, of cheskas kinyin, b'nichsei hager, b'nichsei chaver loy kana. As if to say, there's a rule that you have to follow when it comes to chazaka. This thing that you did for 3 years, that you now want to use as your cheskas right, had you done it b'nichsei hager, for one moment, would it constitute cheskas kinyan or not? If the answer is yes, then if you do it for 3 years, it's a cheskas rai. If the answer is no, then if you do it for 3 years, it won't be a cheskas rai. The reisha, all things, the Gemara is saying, that had you done it b'nechse ager, you would not have been kinyan the nechse ager. It's for that reason, in the reisha, the Mishnah, it's not going to be considered a cheskas rai. The Rishpam speaks out, what's the chilik then, the underlying difference between the reisha and the seifa? In the reisha, you're not doing anything to the property itself. You just put your animal on the property. You put your tanri chayim, fikirayim on the property. Your tanagoylam are on the property. The zevil's on the property. You didn't alter the property. That would not be considered a kinyan b'nichsei ager. Thus, for 3 years, it's not a cheskes rai. In the sefer, you did something to the property itself. You built a wall. You dug a ditch. You did something to the property itself. It's for that reason, b'nichsei ager, it would be a kinyan. And it would be a cheskes kimol shana. But maskev, Rav Sheish says, v'klalu, is this a good klal? It's not. Number one, the harei near. Somebody plows a field. The b'nichsei ager kana. It's poshet. That would be considered a chazaka b'nichsei ager, and still b'nichsei ager like kana. The halacha is, if somebody plows for 3 years b'nichsei ager, we had this gemara in the beginning of the parak, it wouldn't be considered a cheskes raya. Additionally, v'arachilas peiros, eating peiros in somebody else's field, the b'nichsei ager kana, which is considered a cheskes raya, but b'nichsei ager like kana. The most classic example of a cheskes gimel shanim is, Reuven was in Shimon's field, he ate the peiros for 3 years. B'nichsei ager, that's nothing. Eating peiros b'nichsei ager doesn't make a kinyan in the nichsei ager. You have to do something. No, God, they're parats. You have to do something to the actual property. Yet, for Cheskes Raya, it is good. So Rav Sheshe said, what kind of rule is that? That's a rule of thumb? That doesn't work. El Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, that's not a good rule. It's also, therefore, not Pshat in our Mishnah. So what is Pshat in our Mishnah? Again, Maishno Reisho, Maishno Seifa. We understand the Seifa, but how do you understand the Reisho? Hocha B'chotzer HaShutfin, Askina Zoktimor. We're talking about the Chotzer HaShutfin. Deba'amode Kedi Loi Kapti. We're not talking about two random people. We're talking about partners. Shutfin are more tolerant towards each other. So if Reuven and Shimon were Shutfin, and Reuven wants to be machzik now in Shimon's field, now Tosfos speaks out right away that this, of course, has a shaykhis to the sugya earlier in the parak that discussed whether it's even possible to be machzik b'chatzar ha-shutfin. But let's leave that sugya aside. And let's take for granted now that perhaps you could be machzik b'chatzar ha-shutfin. So, b'chatzar ha-shutfin, in the reisha, these are things a person would have been machbid on. So that reason, you wouldn't be able to establish a chazaka. And a chanami, a random person, if you leave your rechayim in his chatzar, in his backyard for 3 years, yeah, you're going to establish a chazaka. Your shutif, that's already going to be different. Fake the Gemara. But is that true? Uba'amode kedi lekapti? Is it so posh that partners are not makbid with things like this? At the time we went to the Mishnah, Shutin Shnadur Hanom, he said, two partners that were mudder hanof from each other. Reuven and Shimon are partners. Reuven can't have hanof from Shimon. Shimon can't have hanof from Reuven. Asurin lekanos lechatzar. Now, lachas, they can't even enter this chatzar ashutfas. Because if Reuven enters the chatzar, he's being nanner from Shimon's chelik. And if Shimon enters the chatzar, he's being nanner from Reuven's chelik. Now, if you're going to tell me that partners are never makbid to place something in the respective property that they own b'shutfis, certainly they wouldn't be makbid to walk in. So why is that a problem? Because there's a hanah. Hanah is only a problem to the extent the other person has some element of kpeda. But if you tell me that there's no kpeda, afilu hamadik kedi lekapti, certainly there's no kpeda to enter the chatzar, so why would that be an issue? Elamai, what do you see from that Mishnah, Masechtas Nedarim, that Shutfin are makbid? So again, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer, Olam Rav Nachman, Olam Rav Ravua, Hocha Berachava Achiri Abat Maskinon. We're talking about partners, but not the front yard, we're talking about the backyard. Now today, the backyard is really where you would do your chores, let's say if you were going to do things in your field, but once upon a time, it was just the opposite. The Chatzah was always in front of the house. The Rechava, from Masechtas Erevin fame, that was in the back of the house, and that was something that wasn't really used. Being that it wasn't really used, over there people are less makbid. The mamadik tilei kapti. But the Gemara says, v'amechitza kapti. Mechitza people are makbid. Even in the Ruchab Rapapa, Rapapa said a different terrors. Idiv, idiv, b'chatzah shutfin. We're talking about chatzah shutfin. The ikud the kapti, the ikud the loy kapti. You have a stiro, our Mishnah's mashma, people are not makbid for something as insignificant as just placing something. The Mishnah Nedarim is mashma. People are makbid because the Mishnah said, Ashutvin shenadran nozam izeh, asurin likonis lechotzer. How do you answer that stira? Very simple. Some do, some don't. Thus, gabi b'moin elikula. When it comes to mamoin, you'd have to be mekel. What would you say that you can't establish a chazaka? Hamitzim mechaber al v'raya. Gabi yisur lechum rabbein hilchas nadarim. We're danning. Isav a heter. You'd have to go lechum ravina. Ravina says la'olam lekapti. Really, people are not machbid. V'ha mani rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah meseches nadarim, which is mashbid that people are machbid, is going to rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, we learned to the brayso. Rabbi Eliezer omer afilu vitor oseh b'mudar hana. Lezer took a very extreme position in terms of what people are machbid on, even something that people ordinarily would be mevater on. Ayin Rashbam, exactly what the case is. Even that is osir bahana. So our Mishnah is going according to the Chacham who argue with Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that people only machbid on a dover gadol. This is not a dover gadol. The Mishnah Masechet Sedarim is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that people are machbid even on a dover cow. But either way, this Mishnah, the way the Rashbam explains it, was discussing not a regular Cheskes Raya of Reuven being machzik in a field and now walking to Bezin and saying that it's my field. Reuven's not claiming it's my field. Reuven is just saying that I have certain rights to the field. Which rights? I have a right to leave my animal there. I have a right to leave my taner kirayim v'rechayim there. And he's proving that he has a right to leave it there based on the fact that he had a chazak. It's what we know as a cheskas tashmish. The Rashbam says, how long does it take to establish this cheskas tashmish? It takes 3 years. And the emes is that this Rashbam is a plia nisgav. And the reason it's a plia nisgav is because he contradicts something that he says very, very clearly on daf memalef amud aleph. The Mishnah over there was discussing one of the most important halachas and chazakas, and that is, kol chazaka she'eni mataina, in a chazaka. In order for a chazaka to work, it has to be supported with a taina. Meaning, if Reuven's been in a field for 3 years, and Shimon comes over to Reuven after 3 years of not protesting, he says, Reuven, what are you doing in my field? So Reuven says, it's true, it's yours, I know, but I've been living there for 3 years, you were never moicha, I don't chaske sabatin, once I'm there for 3 years, I don't have to have a shtar, it's my field. That's not a chazaka. Why? Because you can't acquire something via the vehicle of chazaka. What is a cheskes gimel shon? When Reuven has a taina, his taina is, Shimon, your field? You sold it to me. Shimon, your field, you gave it to me, b'matana. Shimon tells Reuven, really? If that's the case, achvi shtarch. He says, you should ask me a year ago. I lost it already. After 3 years, I learned cheskes abatim, and I know that after 3 years, that's already a chazok. Chazok has to have imataina. The basis of why Reuven is going to now be the owner can't be the chazok. The basis has to be the taina that's supporting the chazaka. Kol chazaka she'ini mataina in a chazaka. So when the Mishnah brought that halacha, amem aleph, the Rashbam said, I'll read it to you inside. This idea of chazaka she'ini mataina in a chazaka is bein becheskas gimel shonim lekarkois, ubatim v'ilonis. It's sai negeya a regular cheskas gimel shonim. It's also negeya cheskas yoy mechad. When a person wants to establish a chazaka b'yoy mecha, ki goin hanach tamrin al-il, and he shtel su a gemar in the beginning of the Masech, the Davav and Aleph, achzik lehurdi ma. What's that? Moreover, they were discussing, Reuven and Shimon owned houses in the same chatzar. Reuven had wood, and he would leave his planks of wood supported by Shimon's house. Shimon saw him do it, and he let him get away with it. So the Gemara says, Reuven establishes a chazaka. He now has tashmish, and he has rights to do that. And the Gemara discusses, bigger wood, does it work for smaller wood, for bigger wood? The Gemara has a bunch of variations of these types of halachas. Where Reuven was using Shimon's azach, Shimon wasn't moicha, Reuven established a chazaka. In other words, what we know as cheskes tashmish. Says the Rashbam, that type of chazaka, even though it's established b'yoy mechad, also requires a taina. But what do you see in the Rashbam? The cheskes tashmish doesn't require 3 years. Cheskes tashmish you can get afilu b'yoy mechad. And the emesis, if you go back to that Gemara, Davav Amar Aleph, so there it was Rashi, it wasn't the Rashbam. Rashi over there quotes a Tosfos. It says, Tosfos, kol chazokas halalu d'shmaitin. All these cheskes tashmish ain't in cheskes gimel shonim. It's not a chazaka that takes 3 years to establish. Etc. And Tosfos himself, this Tosfos was brought down in Rashi. You don't usually find that. Tais himself says in Anavava Midbeis, that cheskes tashmishin is b'yoy mechad. So the Rashbam in our sugya explains our Mishnah as discussing Cheskes Tashmishin, he also says we're talking about a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. He seems to be soisa what he himself said on Daf Mem Aleph, and what Rashi and Tosfos both bring on Davov, and that is the Cheskes Tashmishin does not require Gimel Shanim. But the emes is, there's another important Chiddush and Machlokes Rishonim in Cheskes Tashmishin, and that is the Rashbam discuss Cheskes Tashmishin in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah of Chazaka She'ini Matayna. And what the Rashbam was trying to say was that just like a regular Chazaka, a regular Cheskes Gimel Shanim has to be supported with a Taina, Cheskes Tashmishin also has to be supported with a Taina. Meaning Reuven just using Shimon's house for support for his beams wouldn't work unless it's supported with a Taina. I bought the rights to it. I was gifted the rights to it. That chazaka, whether it's Yoy Mechad, Shah Achaz, or Gibel Shonim, also has to be a chazaka sheyeshi matayna. And that's not either a davar pasha, because Tosfos in Perek Lo Yachbar, Daf Chafalof Amud Aleph, brings the Shitas HaRiva, where the Riva argues, and the Riva over there says, it's on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's the Riva, not the Riva, that chazaka does not have to have a taina. Cheskes Tashmishin works afilo kishe'ein imotayna. So we have two shailas regarding Cheskes Tashmishin. Shaila number one, is it Gimel Shanim or is it Yoy Mechad? Shaila number two, does it have to be supported with a taina, or does it not have to be supported with a taina? Freitik Tzois, in Hilchis Niske Shechein, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Ois Dalet, and the Machna Fry in the beginning of Hilchis Chiras asks the same kasha, that according to the Shittas of Rishonim, that all the Cheskes Tashmishin doesn't have to be supported with a taina. So again, just play it out. What that means is that if Reuven was using Shimon's chatzah, and Shimon was shoyseg, whether 3 years, Yoy Mechad, the halacha is by Reuven using Shimon's chatzah, he acquires Shimon's chatzah. So that even though his chazaka wasn't supported with a taina, it's a chazaka sheini matayna, the halacha is ultimately this chatzah is now going to belong to Reuven. Freitik says, how did he acquire it? You can't just acquire something with a hefker. In order to acquire something, you have to make a kinyan. If I want to give you my thing, I can want from today till tomorrow to give it to you. And you can want from today till tomorrow to take it from me. But unless you do a kinyan, and you have das makna, it's not going to work. You have to do kinyanim in order to be able to acquire something. So bishlam afreik tiktsois, if cheskes tashmishin works with a taina, like the Rashbam said, and daf mem aleph, so every cheskes tashmishin is really supported by a taina. The machzik is saying, I bought it. And when I bought it, I made a kinyan. You gave it to me matana. And when you gave it to me matana, I made a kinyan. But if there's a shittas of Rishonim, it's the Rivam and other Rishonim as well, that hold that you don't need a taina. If I don't need a taina, then how did I get it? I'm no taina. I'm saying that I used your driveway. You are a meicha. It became my driveway. Had it become your driveway? Don't you have to do a meisa kinyan? Zog tiktzeis. I'll read it to you inside. V'lechei niril ani es daiti mizeh. Da afal gaf da achilas peris ene koino. Haynu doli mahani sheyikna bezeh gufa karka. Avo. This is the punchline. Im nisratzu abaylam lahaknes lezez leizei tashmish. If I want to give you something so that you should be able to use it for a specific usage. V'osa hashim l'shahu. And you now do that thing that I want to give you rights to. Midas bail. And I had das to allow you to do it. Konoi l'tashmish zeh. You're now koinit for that tashmish. Shelo yuchalach zeh, that I myself now will not be able to be chayzer. Says the Ktzayis HaChiddush. It's possible for a person to acquire rights to use a chayfetz in a certain way. How? By using the chayfetz in that way. As long as it's being done midas bailam. And that's the yisoid of the shittas of Rishonim that hold. That cheskes tashmishin works. Afilu b'lay taina. Because if I was using your chatzer, I left my tana there. I left my rechayim there. And you were a moicha. That means you allowed me to do it. If you allowed me to do it, then my doing that thing that you allowed me to do gives me rights for the future to be able to do that. And the Ktzois and the Machne Ephraim, Shneim Nischavim L'Dover Echad, they both bring the same raya to this idea. And that is a Gemara later in our Masecht of Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, where Rebbe Eliezer holds that there's something called Kinyan Hiluch. What's Kinyan Hiluch? If somebody walks up and down a field, he just walks the field, he could be kind of field. So we know, in order to be kind of field, no godar uparas. But Rabbi Eliezer holds kinyan hiluch. He learns it out from Avram Avinu. Hashem told Avram, kum esalich ba'aretz la'arku l'rachba kilachat inana. And from there we learn that a person can be kind of with kinyan hiluch. Now the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan hold there's no such thing as kinyan hiluch. But Amr Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina said, moidim chacham the Rabbi Eliezer, the chamim moidim Rabbi Eliezer, b'shvil shal kramim. If somebody has a kerem and there's a path in that kerem, if somebody gives somebody else a right to walk through that path, being that
The shvil is used lehiluch, and you did the hiluch, nikne behiluch.
You can be kind of the rights to walk the shvil shal kramim. If you walk the shvil shal kramim. So you see a new patent. Even though hiluch is in and of itself, not a ma'aseh kinyan. But to acquire rights for hiluch, one can if he does that hiluch. In other words, this idea, there's a concept of having rights to use something. How do I establish, how do I acquire rights to use something? By using it. As long as it's midas bailam, and that's the aside of this shittas rishonim that holds that cheskas tashmishin is going to work, even beloy taina. If it's beloy taina, how did you get the rights to use it? And how you got the rights to use it? By using it. By using it itself, that's how you establish the rights. Lemaisa, the Mach Reb Kiveger, wrote Hagoyis on the Mach Nefrayim. And as Agoyis to the Machne Ephraim, he asks a gewaldige kashna on this chiddush of the Machne Ephraim, which is that you can establish rights to use something by using it. I saw Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shiurim ask the same exact kash on the Ktzos. So Rabbi Chanan asked the kash on the Ktzos, Rabbi Kivega asked the kash on the Machne Ephraim, it's the same kash on the same Yisoy. The Ktzos and Machne Ephraim were both mechamed to the same Yisoy. They both had the same raya, and Gedoyli Achroinim, Rabbi Kivega, and later Rabbi Chanan, were both mechamed to the same kash. And that is on Gemara, and Perik HaMoiches HaSfina, also Mesechtes Bava Basra. So we're jumping from Bava Basra Dav Vav, to Bava Basra Dav Chav Gimel, to Bava Basra Dav Memalef, to Bava Basra Dav Nunvav, to Bava Basra Daf Pehei, to Bava Basra Daf Kuf. So we're keeping it local, relatively speaking, within Masechtas Bava Basra. That is, the Gemara over there is discussing the idea that Kalev Shalikeach is Koina. So just like a person can be Koina with his Chatzer, if somebody wants to be Machna something to you and he puts it in your Chatz, in your Kalim, your Kalev shall be Koina. However, Kalim are not Koina everywhere. So for example, in a Rishus HaRabim, your Kalim can't be Koina. Because being that you don't have rights to leave the Kalim, your Rishus HaRabim, Kalev shall. Loikeach is not koina b'shus a rabbin. In a simta, it is koina. The Gemara is discussing, what about in a rishus moicher? Boy, minei rav sheishis mei rav unah, kelev shal loikeach b'shus moicher, kona loikeach, aloi kona loikeach. So Reuven's going to buy something from Shimon. They're in Shimon's house. Reuven paid Shimon. You're not koina with kesef, you need mashicha. So he has his keli in the moicher's rishus. The moicher now is going to put the thing that he wants to sell. Could he be koina with his keli, kinyan chatzar, b'shus moicher? Or could he not be? So the Gemara, Amalei. So Rav Huna told Rav Sheshes to Nisua. I bring a right from a Mishnah. Zorkelo lo teich cheik lo teich kalto. If a man threw a get to his wife's cheik or into her basket, threw it into her bag, Hareza Megureshes. She's Megureshes. And the Gemara assumes that where did this probably go down? It probably went down in the husband's Rishos. So in the husband's Rishos, the woman has her pocketbook. The man puts a get inside it. The halacha is she's megureshes. It's kelev shel lekeach l'chayra. B'shos moicher. In this case, the woman is the lekeach. The husband is the moicher. And what's the halacha? You see the gerush in his chal. So Rav Sheshes said, "Avim mufurish right to Rav Nachman." Zok the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman. My time of pashas lemihi. You're bringing me a raya from that mishnah. The machula meyo uchli ba'uchla. There were 100 kashas that were asked on that raya. San alf the raya. This is old raid. We don't have to go there now. 100 kashas were asked on that, and the Gemara brings a few of them. One of the Dichuyim, the Gemara says on that teretz, is maybe he was talking about a case, maybe he was talking about a husband that used to sell pocketbooks. That's what he did for a living. A little bit of a dachuk, but maybe that's what the case was. Being that that's the case, we could assume that the husband was a makbid, that his wife left her bag there. It's for that reason it would work. Meaning, we're not talking about a regular kelev shel lekeach b'shus moicher. We're talking about where the moicher sells this keli that the lekeach has. He's not makpid that the keli's there. That should somehow change everything. Frey Tosfos, why does that change anything? Vim toima, nehi denoisin lo rishos. I hear. You want to say he doesn't care. So if he doesn't care, he's allowing her to leave it there. Umashila, maybe he's even lending her the place if you want to go into the mechanics of Lundus of how this works. But Mikol Makoy, at the end of the day, it's the Moicher's property. And the only way the property could transfer from the Rishus of the Moicher to the Rishus of the Lekeach, from the Rishus of the husband to the Rishus of the woman, is with a Kenyan. Haboy Chazaka. Kedamina Bashoil. Kishem Shakarka Niknas Bekesav Shtar Bechazaka. Kachshirus Karka Niknas Bekesav Shtar Bechazaka. So at the end of the day, this woman cannot acquire rights to this property unless she makes some sort of chazaka. So Frank Tosfos, at the end of the day, it's still Rishus Moicher. What are you going to tell me? The Moicher gave her Rishus?
appears. If she doesn't do a kinyan of some sorts, there's no way for her to be a bialim. If no, there's no way for her to be a bialim, it's vayter rishus meicher. If it's vayter rishus meicher, what's the Gemara saying? That don't be poichet kelev shalakeach rishus meicher. Because this is not really rishus meicher. Why not? Because he gave her rishus. Until she's koinet, it's rishus meicher. But that's not a kinyan. Freitrop kiveger. And freitrop alchanon. What do you mean? I have a gewaldig teretz that tais his kasha. According to this, you say to the ktsais in Kufman Gimel. And according to this, you say to the machnin fry in the beginning of the chaschiras. That if somebody gives somebody else a right to use something, and the person uses it in that way, the halacha is he's koine it for that usage. So maybe that's the Gemara's teretz. What the Gemara meant to say was that she did have a kinyan. She had a kinyan latashmish zu to be able to keep her bag there. And avivait, she has a kinyan to keep her bag there. Now it's not mamish mishus moicher, and it's for that reason you can't bring a raya from there to kelv shalakeach mishus moicher. Elamai zokrib kiveger. It's mavur from this toisus here above a basur that peheim a base. Not like the chiddush of the ktsoyis. Not like the chiddush of the machna frayim. That does. No such musik that you could be kind of rights to a property or rights maybe even to metaltlin by using it in the way that you're trying to acquire rights to be able to use it. In order to have rights to something, in order to own something, you have to do a perfected kinyan. It has to be a real kinyan, and to the extent it's not a real kinyan, you absolutely will not have rights to it.